This new position that has been given to me means a lot of responsibility on my shoulders. A responsibility to help Hakainde Hichilema, the vision carrier of our party, to carry the vision for our nation, to support him in ensuring that indeed our nation makes a transition from the current, I'll call inept government, into a government led by President Hakainde Hichilema. That means persuading our people to do the right thing and vote properly on the 12th of August this year. That is the biggest, to help unify our party and later on unify our nation.
Ms. Mutale,
yes, sir.
My question to you is,
yes,
what
sir.
Do you bring to the table? What makes you special enough for Hakainde Hichilema to choose you as the vice president of the party?
I wished I could enter his heart. But what do I bring, according to my own understanding, is that I bring with me simplicity of life, the whole package of a woman, that is love, caring for the people that you are supposed to serve. I bring to the table integrity that culminates into credibility of governance. The little that I've done in life is that I've been in government before. I've been a minister in government. I have been a speaker, maybe in America. You think of Nancy, deputy to Nancy. That is the work I've done. So I bring with me a little experience in governance and governing for the sake of the people you govern. I bring to the table issues that are against the corruption. I hate corruption with passion.
How significant a choice is this? And what impact do you think your elevation would have on women and girl children in Zambia?
I am a teacher by profession. And the little work I've done is that I've interacted with women. And like I've said, I'm a strong believer in the women leadership, which is shepherdhood, not cowboy, my dear, shepherdhood. And therefore, women in Zambia right now, a number, I can't say all the women, are excited because I've worked with a number of them. And therefore, there is a hope. I feel that there is a bit of energy in the hope that people have, that we come in. In fact, we were said that we have achieved 50-50 at the topmost in our party by the president picking on a woman. That means the first two positions are shared equally.
Some people are suggesting that your elevation as the vice president of the party might not necessarily give the UPND the much-needed momentum to win this year's general election. Others are saying it will. What do you think your chances are, being the vice president of the party, to win this year's election?
The opinions are normal. It is human for the two opinions to come through. Others saying this may, like I've been saying, energize and give us even a little bit better, whether it's by a percentage the appointment has brought, has made us a little better, giving us a little more chance of winning the election. But those that may be our adversaries, we want to see it as negative and we paint it as negative. So, Peter, this is normal reaction in society. There is no way everybody will say, wow, now we are going. But let me say this through you, that I am extremely confident that we are going to win. Other than just the inclusion of a woman, I think as our party, our vision has become clearer to the Zambian people. And our colleagues have lamentably failed. Yes, from the beginning, our formation is that we needed to bring our vision into government and therefore improve the livelihoods of our people, the economy of our people. But the urgency of it is that now those that are in office are even failing miserably and we can't wait. It has to be now. And we have many people in Zambia. The majority of people do agree with us that come 12th August this year, they will vote for UPND and Hakainde Hichilema as our president.